I got myself put on the candidates list for the Conservative Party, and I was now clearly a Conservative, clearly in the Conservative vein. And I put myself forward for Poplar. The East End seat was a clear Labour seat, because in those days, if you want to be a career, you start in the Labour seat, you go to a marginal seat, and you go to a safe seat. You don't do what Cameron and Osborne had done, parachuted straight into safe seats. You worked your passage. And I worked by being a councillor, first of all. And I went and worked, and so I stood for Poplar in the 1964 election. It was very interesting. It was a very safe Labour seat, but the Bow Group started, the Conservative sort of left of centre thinking group with people like Leon Britton and Geoffrey Howe and people of that sort formed a thing called the Bow Group in the late 1950s, early 1960s, and they met at 151 Bow Road, which was the headquarters of the Poplar Conservative Association next to Poplar Town Hall. And I went along to some of those Bow Group meetings and I got to know the area a bit, I got to know the people. And so when the seat came up, I remember Geoffrey Howe saying, well, why don't you apply? So I said, I'll apply. And so I applied. And there were two or three other applicants who later, I think, became MPs. I can't remember their names now, but I got the candidacy in 1963.
You were interviewed for it? You applied?
Oh, interviewed. You went to a meeting in 153 Bow Road. There were about 25 or 30 people or 40 people in the selection room. You had to make a speech. And you had to answer questions. Your wife had to come with you if you were married. Just sat there. And you were judged that day, and you were told that night whether you got it or not. And that was it. It had no money at all, so we had to raise money locally with bazaars and that sort of thing. I'd done a bit of that in Twickenham when I was a councillor, so I knew a bit about that. The fact I'd been a councillor was helpful. The fact that I'd been a politician at Oxford was probably helpful as well. But not decisive. The fact that I was also a businessman, because at this stage I was working for Minster Trust, and Peter Cannon said, yes, go ahead, have a go, I don't mind that, I'll help you along. And so I stood as the candidate in 1964.